Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I own a 6-bed detox residential treatment facility. If you are struggling and you need treatment or you need any other type of resources, you could reach out to that direct line. What I want to talk with you about today, it's getting straight into the point. One of the things that I am most grateful for is the fact that life is not fair. If life were fair, I definitely would not be here today, right? You hear a lot of people say they complain, they have a victim mentality. It's easy to get the poor me's. And the truth of the matter is, if I'm being very, very honest with myself, if life were fair, there is no chance that I would be exactly where I am today. I would not have had another shot. I would not have had another chance. I would have been either 6 feet under or I would have been 6 hours up north in prison. If life was justifiably fair, right? If every single thing that we did had a fair and equal consequence to all of our actions, the vast majority of us would be in a very, very different situation than what we are in right now. And I think that this is very important to remember, because it's easy to bullshit ourselves and essentially feel like we are owed certain things and that life owes us a certain position or we are owed money or we are owed a certain status or we are owed blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And the truth of the matter is we are where we are because of the work that we put in. Not just for the work that we put in yesterday, but the work that we put in for the last year, 5 years, 10 years, right? Everything that we have today is just the accumulation of all of our habits, our mindset, and the actions that we have taken over the course of time. Now, the good news is that we could change this at any given time. You know what I mean? And once we take accountability for where we are in life, and once we take accountability for the direction that we want to go in, then it becomes possible to change. But a lot of times people think that life isn't fair. We get this attitude. There is this audacity that people get, that things should just be handed to them, or that we don't have to put in effort to get a lot out of life. And that's not how life works. The outputs that we get are determined by the inputs that we put in. It's very simple. Now, does tragedy strike? Yes, of course. Do hard times come? Does life kick all of us in the balls at a certain point? Does life knock all of us down? 100%. Do things seem to happen that aren't justified? Are we treated a certain way by individuals that we don't feel like is warranted? Of course. You know, do unexpected deaths happen, and do traumatic things happen when we were younger that we didn't deserve? Of course. You know what I mean? And all of this is a part of life. So I'm not here to say that tragedy doesn't strike and that things don't happen that aren't quote unquote fair, of course. But my thing is like, then what? Right? If you tell yourself a story long enough and you have this victim mentality and you tell yourself that life happens to you, right? That the universe conspires to work against you, you are going to continue to reap the benefits of that. Your mindset, that mentality is going to continue to feed you the results you get in your life. Now, if you are under the impression that life is happening for you and that there are blessings in every single obstacle that comes your way, and if you could train your mind to focus on the silver lining, you are going to reap the benefits of that mindset as well, you know? So really, our lives is just a mirror. The things that we experience, the results that we get in life, it is really just a mirror. It is a reflection of how we really speak about the things that happen in our life internally. If you think that life is happening for you, you're going to find the good in every single situation that comes your way. I promise you. You could even find the good in the most horrific events that you could possibly think of. There is a yin and a yang to absolutely everything. You know, you can't have one without the other. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, as Newton's law states, right? So, but if you tell yourself that life isn't fair and that I'm not where I want to be or I'm not where I need to be, and you're talking to yourself in the form of like a self-depreciating way, if you're looking at yourself that way, I promise you it's not going to do anything uplifting. You might be able to, you know, use that. You could then turn that to your advantage, though. If you could say, well, life isn't happening the way that I need it to be or the way that I want it to be, and things aren't happening. I'm not getting the outcomes. I'm not getting the results that I want. And you know what? That's gonna push me even harder until I get what I want. Because once you take accountability for your life, it then becomes possible to have a different life. But if you essentially think that you are not in control of your life and that it's just unfair, and that no matter how hard you work or how hard you try, you're not capable of getting good results or getting results that you want, you are essentially saying that you are a bag in the wind of life, that you are just going to get flown around and you're going to end up wherever the wind and the weather takes you. And that's a really, really defeating place to be. And I promise, as long as you think that, and as long as you buy into that, you are never going to have complete control, and you're never going to be able to take charge of your life. Like, take charge of your life, right? Sometimes you end up in fucked up places, and I've been there. I've been in some fucked up, miserable, really dark places in my life. You know, I've experienced death in my family. I've experienced death from close friends. I've experienced, you know, hardships. I've experienced turmoil. I've been at the bottom. You know, I really have. A lot of it was self-inflicted too. So, you know, I understand that you might be listening to this and you might be in a really, really dark time and things might not be going your way and life might seem unfair. And you know what? There's a part of it that's correct. There's a part of it that there's a legitimacy to that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, sometimes, yeah, life isn't fair. And thank God for that. Because think of all the times that if life were fair, what were the results that you would have gotten, right? How much shit did you get away with? Every single time you treated a person with disrespect, did you pay for that right away? You know what I mean? Each time that you committed a crime, did you get caught for that? Each time that you acted out of disrespecting self and you put harmful drugs and substances in your body, right? How many times could you have overdosed if life were fair? You know, how many times have you experienced close encounters with death and you are still standing here listening to this podcast right now? Thank God life's not fair. It's one of the things I'm most grateful for, straight up. You know, the fact that you have a chance today and that I have a chance today, there have been so many times where I really should not be here. You know what I mean? And not to bring this to like a religious place or a spiritual place or anything, but you know what? You know, I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I don't know about you, and I'm not here to push that agenda on anybody, but I've just seen too much coincidence, and I say that in quotes, in my own life, that there is no way that I should even be speaking on this podcast, that I should even be able to have another chance today. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's all I need to hang on to. That's all I need to remember. And that's all I need to be truly grateful for to put me in a much better, positive state of mind. Because everything is perspective. Whatever problems or issues we're going through, if you could just bring yourself to another time that you've been in a really rough place or you've been in a place that you had an unfair advantage or that you got things that you maybe should not have received if life were quote-unquote fair, it could change your state like that. Like that, instantly. It can make my perspective better, you know? So if we have the power to pull from a grateful place, you know, if we have the power to pull from all these different areas in our mind and we could reframe what's going on in our life, if we continue to do that on a daily basis and we continue to be mindful of these things, this is a really important little hack to kind of change your state at any given time. You know, it's kind of like this. We take advantage, we take for granted our breath, right? Think of something that you absolutely need, something that is a dire need. You know, your breath, food, water, the essentials, right? We take advantage, or I should say, we take our breath for granted every single day. It's not something that we need to think about. It's not something that we need to try to do. We just breathe, right? It's a normal functionality of being a human being, or being an animal in general, right? Now, if someone were to put a pillow over your face and were to take your breath away and take the air right out of your lungs, for about 20 seconds, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But after that, it'd be a really big deal. And it would be just about the only thing you could think about. And it would be the most serious consequence, immediate consequence of your reality that you could possibly think of, you know, because we can't go long, turns out, without our breath. So if you hold someone underwater for a minute, they're going to start to freak the fuck out. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's something that is mindless. It's not, we don't ever think about our breath. But once that is taken away, it is the most important thing that you can think about in that moment. And so the reason I bring this up is because there were so many times that I should not even be here, right? There were so many times where I had escaped absolute, just complete damaging tragedy, you know, whether it be a car accident or getting caught for committing a crime that, you know, would have sent me upstate for 10 years or, you know, overdosing and not being here, or getting in an accident and being paralyzed. Like, so many things could have happened to me. I don't know about you. I don't know if you could relate to any of this, but I know so many things could have happened to me that did not happen to me, that I would have to live with for the rest of my life if they did happen to me. But the fact that they didn't doesn't take away from the fact that I should be extremely grateful for the fact that it didn't. It's just we don't put our mind on these things that didn't happen because we're just not grateful for it. We take advantage of it. We take it for granted, you know? But being mindful of these things is really important because it puts perspective on things. And again, it brings me to the point of I'm extremely grateful that life really isn't fair. You know, and if it were, I would not be here today. I wouldn't have a platform. I wouldn't be able to help people get sober. I wouldn't be able to have my own business. I wouldn't be walking on my two fucking legs. You know what I'm saying? I would have been up in a box somewhere, up in Attica. You know, that's the truth. And you know, I choose to thank God. Whenever I come to that mental realization of how different things really could have went. So I want to give you that little food for thought today that, you know, whenever you're getting the poor me's or the victim mentality, realize that, you know what, there was a time that you fucking prayed to be in a situation like you're in right now. You just might not even realize it, or you might not even be aware of it, but it's the truth. And, if you're in a position where you feel like life isn't fair, you know, take accountability for where you're at, right? All we can do is take accountability. Like I said before, life punches all of us in the face. Life knocks all of us down. But you know what? If you got air in your lungs and you got breath and you got the opportunity, you have the freedom to turn things around, you take accountability and you turn things around. You make a decision right now that things are going to get better. I'm going to figure out a way. I got through all my worst days before. What's going to stop me today, right? I got through all my worst days in the past. Why can't I get through today? why can't things improve? Of course they can improve. Just don't buy into the fact that you are an incapable human being that has nothing to do with where you're at, because you do. You do have, it has everything to do with your decision making and the choices you make moving forward. You know, it all starts with today. Do the best that you absolutely can today, and that's all you're responsible for. The rest will take care of itself. So that's all I have for you today. I appreciate you being here. You know, I really do appreciate this community very much. And, you know, if you could rate this podcast, if you get anything from this, I greatly appreciate it. And if you are struggling with addiction and you want to turn your life around today and you're ready to get going and fucking, you know, strap on your boots and get sober and do the right thing for your life and your loved ones. And, you know, if you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you can give me a shout. You know, my number is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. Much love. I will see you on the next one.